It's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast. Today's word from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr. Otisville has two L's. Or check us out at our website, www.otisvillepress.org. We're headed back into our fall time of year with three services and all kinds of other stuff going on, including the start of our Empower program and our CAFE program. This sermon is intended not only for our regular services, but for that middle one, the 9:30 one, that's a family service. So it's the second half of the story of the lost and found department in Luke chapter 15. This is Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. Jesus also told them another story. Once a man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Give me my share of the property." So the father divided his property between his two sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up everything he owned and left for a foreign country where he wasted all of his money in wild living. He had spent everything when a bad famine spread through that whole land. Soon he had nothing to eat. He went to work for a man in that country, and the man sent him out to take care of his pigs. He would have been glad to eat what the pigs were eating, but no one gave him a thing. Finally, he came to his senses and said, "My father's workers have plenty to eat. Here I am starving to death. I will go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against God in heaven, and against you. I'm no longer good enough to be called your son. Treat me like one of your workers.'" The younger son got up and started back to his father, but when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son and hugged him and kissed him. The son said, "Father, I've sinned against God in heaven and against you. I'm no longer good enough to be called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Hurry and bring the best clothes and put them on him. Give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. Get the best calf and prepare it so we can eat and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, but has now come back to life. He was lost and has now been found." And they began to celebrate. The older son had been out in the field, but when he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called one of the servants over and asked, "What's going on here?" The servant answered, "Your brother has come home safe and sound, and your father ordered us to kill the best calf." The older brother got so angry that he would not even go into the house. His father came out and begged him to go in, but he said to his father, "For years I have worked for you like a slave and have always obeyed you, but you've never even given me a little goat so that I could give a dinner for my friends. This other son of yours wasted your money on prostitutes, and now that he has come home, you ordered the best calf to be killed for a feast." His father replied, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours, but we should be glad and celebrate. Your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, and now has been found." So here we are talking about the lost coin, the lost sheep, and now the lost son. The question is, who has the best father? What makes your father the best father, or do you think he is? Is your father smart or handsome? Is he silly, or does he give the best hugs? What makes a father an amazing father? It's the question Jesus was teaching about when he told the crowd around him the story of what is often called the prodigal son. The reason he was telling the story was because the folks who had gathered, primarily the Pharisees and what were generically called sinners, both thought they knew what God thought of them. But Jesus, who called God Abba, that is Father, knew better. Have you ever asked yourself the question, "What does God think of me?" And what was your answer? The Pharisees, you see, thought that God was mad at sinners and loved them, that is, the Pharisees, best. Sinners thought God loved the Pharisees as well and was mad at them. So actually, it turns out that they thought just about the same thing. They thought that God, Abba, the Father, loved the good girls and boys most, and the bad girls and boys much, much less. But Jesus wanted to correct that understanding because, well, it was just plain wrong. God does not love us because of what we do, or how we act, or what we say, or how we think. God loves us because of who and whose we are. That's why the story of a son who takes his inheritance and parties it away, and who then becomes wildly unkosher, that is, ritually unclean, is such a great story. The younger son, as Jesus tells it, has become a bit of a dumpster fire, the epitome of the depths of how far a person can fall out of being acceptable to God, totally, ritually, and morally unclean. For all intents and purposes, it would be like you deciding to run and jump in a manure pile at one of the local farms. You would be a mess, stinky, unclean, and maybe, depending on your view of manure, gross. And no dad, know how amazing he is going to want to hug you or let you ride home in his car to get a shower. You have got to get clean before you go anywhere. Maybe if we could find a big enough blanket, he could wrap you up and get you home and then out into the yard and hose you off, make you strip down to your undies and give you a whole bottle of body wash and shampoo to get clean, and then still you would have to go in the shower in the house and do it all over again. Yuck. And you still might stink. Might even still be dirty, even if it's a nice, healthy, organic kind of dirt, and therefore unacceptable to Dad, to Abba, to Father. That's exactly what the Pharisees and sinners both thought, and they were both wrong. Do you know why? Let's say today you go over to Pearson's family farm for their corn maze or pumpkin picking, or you go to one of the Meadema farms to see the cows or Ketchum's to see the goats, and while you're there, you accidentally fall in that manure pile. Will you stink? Yep. But will your dad or mom love you any less? I don't think so. If anything, they will try to love you more because you need more loving. Maybe by handing you a bar of soap and a hose, they might even yell at you. But they will love you no less. And that, my friends, is exactly Jesus' point. God loves those who need more loving. Why? Because they just need to be loved. Now, your siblings who have to sit in the car with you may think you are a freaking idiot. They may also think mom and dad should love you less because you did something moronic and maybe worse. But that's not how it works. God doesn't love you more because you're good. God loves all of us totally all the time. And God has given those of us who understand that God really loves his children, every one of them, a really amazing task. We, you and I, are to get the party ready and started for any of our siblings who finally come to understand the love of God. So, who here truly has the best father? We all do. The good news for today. Amen. So this is our sermon for Sunday, the 12th of September. We're delighted that you were able to join us. Enjoy it. You have questions? Let us know. God bless you.